that's right. It's Wednesday afternoon. I got to tell you, earlier today, we did go down to McCormick and have a nice interview with Governor Haley. We will be playing that tomorrow morning on the Isle of Ann show. And if you'd like to see the video, it's either posted or will be posted by this evening on WCRS1450AM.net. So check that out. Good conversation. I tried to pin her down. Is she running or is she not? Darn it, she wouldn't give it up. But you'll be interested to hear the whole interview. Talked about gas taxes, talked about after the election, talked about Department of Transportation and what's going on there. So make sure you check that one out. Tune in tomorrow morning in the 9 to 9:30. Peggy will be here around 9:30 tomorrow morning, Thursday. All right, but we have a very special guest here. He is the relatively new executive director at Greenwood Community Theater. I'm sure if you've been to the theater, you've seen him around. He works all the time. His name is Stephen Gilbert. How you doing today, Stephen Gilbert?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. It's great to sit down and talk and see what's going on at the theater. But there's been some changes.
There have.
All right. You are now the executive director, and Bess is still involved, Bess Parks. And what is Bess's role now?
That's correct. Bess is really the artistic oversight of the theater. She handles everything with the production, the direction, and handles the stage side of the building. I handle the business side of the building.
How's that working out?
It works great. We've made a really good team. We've got some great shows we've had, and it's worked out very well.
Now, one of the things that I understand, Stephen, that you're trying to do at the theater is expand it from just plays 6-7 times a year.
That's correct. I would like to have as many activities at the theater as possible. That is a change.
Big change.
My goal is to have the theater open as much as possible, to have it as a central venue for entertainment for all of Greenwood, to continue to bring people uptown. The uptown is such a wonderful place right now with the restaurants and the shops that we have. We need to bring people in and capture some of that momentum, and I think the way to do it is by having more people involved at the theater, whether it's through concerts, coming to see a play, coming to watch the Super Bowl, whatever.
You're even talking about doing movies up there, aren't you?
Right. We're getting a new projector and screen, and it's a high-definition projector. It will rival anything at the movie theater. So we'll be able to show movies, we'll have it hooked to cable, we'll be able to show big football games, and just anything the community wants to see, that's my goal, is to provide it.
Now, I got to ask you, I remember when you were in real estate.
I do too, unfortunately.
And you were telling me that I was surprised to see that you majored in communications at Clemson. That's kind of an interesting story, how you got into communications. You want to just tell us how you got into communications?
Sure. When I got out of high school, I went to Oxford College at Emory University for 2 years, got an associate's degree, went to the University of Florida for one semester. It was Steve Spurrier's first year coaching down there. I joined a fraternity, and about halfway through the semester, the professor said, "Don't bother coming back. We haven't seen you in class. We don't expect to." So I came up. My father told me I better get serious about school. So I went to Clemson, majored in engineering, took all of my hard courses, my physics, chemistries, maths, all of my pre-engineering courses. And then decided I did not really want to be an engineer. I'm more of a people person. I wanted to do something involving people. While I was at Clemson, I needed a job over the summer, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I actually got the Yellow Pages and started with A and started looking through, trying to find something I could do, you know, automotive, banking, and I came to childcare. And I thought, well, I love children. That'd be great. So I called the daycare center. It was playtime. And she said, "You know, I've never had a guy up here before." She said, "But, you know, I'm willing to give you a chance." And she let me come in and work 3 or 4 hours a week in the beginning. And by the time I left Clemson, I was running the after-school program. But one of my parents was a communications professor, and I was telling her that I was ready to get out of school. I wanted to kind of expedite things. I'd been in 6.5 years, and that
counting.
And that was long enough. And she convinced me to look into communications. A lot of my courses counted toward that, and so I went to communications and got a degree. So I have a Bachelor of Arts in Communications from Clemson University.
Something you'd never thought that would happen. Now, have you used that communications degree?
Not really.
You were telling me earlier that if you had it to do all over, you probably would have become a teacher.
I would. I absolutely love children. That's my passion. I've got 3 children of my own, a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, and an 8-year-old.
Those are tough ages.
Yeah, especially the 14-year-old.
Yes.
But I'm very passionate about children, and when real estate started slowing down, I looked into every possible scenario of becoming a teacher. But without that certification, even through the PACE program, there was no category for a communications degree. So I was kind of stuck. But I do. I love children. I would have loved to have been a teacher. I would like to have taught elementary school. I think there are a good many male teachers, but most of them are in middle school and high school.
Sure.
Elementary school, that's where the children need the male role models. Elementary school is where they kind of form their path in life. A lot of times by middle school and high school, they're on that path, and it's too late to really provide a good, strong, positive influence for them.
Absolutely.
And especially children that are coming out of a single-parent home with no male role model, I think there definitely need to be more males in elementary school. And so I try to help. I try to volunteer. I try to mentor. I try to do whatever I can, but I cannot be a teacher. Oh, I wish I could.
Well, you could, but you'd have to take some time
off
from
exactly,
everything else.
And have to go back to school. And you know, then I'd be topping 8 or 9 years in school, and I can't do that right now.
I understand. Hey, you know what? I'm here with Stephen Gilbert. He is the executive director of Greenwood Community Theater. We are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we've got more to talk about. Hey, if you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Coming up right after Valentine's, February 15th through March 3rd, Music Man. We're going to talk about that. We're going to be talking about some of the programs that are available. And I certainly hope you'll stay right here with us. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Hey, I'm Ann Eller here with Stephen Gilbert, Executive Director of Greenwood Community Theater. If you got a question, don't hesitate to pick up that phone, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. You know, I understand that you're working not only with the theater, but with the museum and the Arts Council, pulling the 3 organizations together.
That's correct. The Emerald Triangle.
Yes.
We're trying to have joint functions. We had one at the beginning of the season with Legally Blonde, where people can come and enjoy an evening at the Arts Center, do something at the museum, and then finish off the evening with a play. And it's worked out very well. We've got a great relationship. We're looking into as many things as possible that we can collaborate on.
Sure. Well, there should be a lot of good things. Now, and then you've also got a program called Greenwood Area Rising Stars.
That's right. That's something I wanted to do to give equal access to every child in the community to the theater. I want to expose the arts to as many children's lives as possible. So what we did, we had the first event we had a puppet show in October, and the we had two sponsors that helped pay for the puppeteers that came in, and it was a totally free show. And I went out to all of the community agencies and tried to get them to bring children. And we had probably 350 children that came, that the majority of them would have never been in the theater for anything else. And they loved it. And so I'm looking at other things. I've got a guy in Greenville who does some circus acts, and actually I think he does fire breathing and stuff like that.
Whoa.
just looking for anything to bring children in to get them exposed to the arts where they may not get that exposure at school. And that's one reason I enjoy having school shows with some of our children's shows. We get schools that will bring the children during the day to see shows. And so a lot of children get to come into the theater and experience it. And then we'll have them, you know, we have a few of them that'll come back and audition for shows.
Sure.
The Rising Stars program, we had one girl that came in, she loved it, and she came back and auditioned for our Christmas show and got a role and just absolutely fell in love with the theater. So I know we at least touched one person's life.
Well, you know, I think theater is a great way of personal expression, and it certainly is something. Besides that, all that money was spent for that beautiful facility. It has an excellent sound system. I mean, it's small, 300-plus seats, but still it has, and that's one of the great things about it, is that it is small, so it makes it more intimate. You feel like you are almost right on the stage.
That's right. We are extremely blessed to have this facility in Greenwood. Like you said, the sound system is state-of-the-art with this projection, the projector and the screen we're getting. We have the resources to do a lot of stuff, and it's a shame to let it sit there and not be used to its fullest capacity.
So if somebody has a program they would like to put on at the theater, that is something they just need to, I presume, call and talk to you about it?
Absolutely. I'm not opposed to anything, and anyone that has any suggestions on programming they would like to see, I am all in favor of that. We had, we had the candidate forum last fall, and after the candidate forum, Bob Merritt came up to me, and we were doing Smoke on the Mountain at the time, and he said, you know what would be fun would be to have a good old-fashioned gospel singing here. I said, Bob, that's a great idea. We've got Trey Ward's band already set up, playing for Smoke on the Mountain. So that Wednesday or Tuesday evening in between performances, in between the weekends of the show, we did that. And we had, you know, 125, 150 people that came out, and they absolutely loved it. I am very open to ideas. There's nothing I would not like to try and just see how it works, see what kind of reception we get.
Now, if somebody wants to call you, where should they call you at?
They can call the theater. The number is 229-5704.
Okay. You can give them a call right there at the theater. Do that today if you've got an idea, because you know what? You won't know unless you try, right?
That's exactly right.
That is right. All right. So we've got programs going on. What else we got? The Music Man coming up. What's going to be happening with that?
The Music Man, what a fantastic show. We have got an all-star cast for this show. The set is huge. We've got fantastic costumes. This is going to be one of the best shows that we've done at Greenwood Community Theater. We've got a great...
Oh, now you're going up against some stuff here.
I know. We've got a great...
What makes it the best?
We've got a great orchestra. The talent we have. We have more musical talent in this show, with the exception of when we have Keith Jameson and Nat Chandler here,
right,
of course.
Okay.
let me make that disclaimer. We've got more musical talent together in this cast than we've probably had for any other show.
Wow.
And we've got a great orchestra. Of course, Bess is doing a great job of directing it. The choreography is amazing with some of the dances. They were working on the Shapoopy dance last night for about 2 hours, and it's just amazing how much they've come along with it.
How much they can Shapoopy?
How much they can Shapoopy. They really can.
They can Shapoopy. Okay, well, there you go. See, you never know what you're going to learn on this show, do you?
That's right.
All right, so ticket sales, I guess, would already be going on right now?
We are. We're selling tickets at the box office. You can get them online at greenwoodcommunitytheater.com, or you can call the box office, or you can come in. We're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 5. Those are the box office hours, and we'll be happy to get you set up.
Okay, so
229-5704.
All right. How much are the tickets?
They're 20 for adults, 18 for seniors and military, 15 for students, and 10 for children.
Well, you can't hardly beat that, can you?
It's about the same as going to a movie.
That's true. I think when you have quality entertainment. Now, you were telling me the lead is actually not even from Greenwood. That's kind of exciting.
That's correct. He's been here for about 3 years. He came in to audition. No one knew him. He got up on stage and blew everyone away. His name's Cole Bloomer. He is fantastic. He's going to make a great Harold Hill. He is just phenomenal. He's from Easley, and I believe he's done several shows up there, but we had not seen him here in Greenwood. So we have got a new talent that is amazing, really is. And you team him with Kara Funke, who is the female lead, and you've got something pretty special there.
All right, so that's coming up, The Music Man, February 15th through March 3rd. Now, that'll be Friday night and Saturday night.
And Sunday
matinee.
That's
and
correct.
What about a Saturday afternoon matinee?
We're not doing Saturday matinees, okay. Just Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoons.
Okay. All right, so you'll have a couple, 3 weeks, and I understand we may be getting some tickets for this so that we can give them away on Giveaway Friday.
Absolutely.
Would that be correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to help you get even more people down there at the theater right here on WCRS. So we've got that going on. Now, I know that you're doing a lot with the kids. You're expanding so much for the kids. You just had, didn't you have a play that was kid-oriented? What was the last kid-oriented play?
We did. We actually added this to the schedule in October. We added a Christmas play. It was called 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we had 55 children in the cast. Over half of the children in the cast, this was their first show at the theater.
And how'd that work for you?
Phenomenal. It was great.
What age group now?
From 5 to probably 12.
5 to 12.
So it was interesting, but I love getting new people involved at the theater. The theater is such a great atmosphere for children. It's such a positive place. They've got great role models. It's just, I really, really feel like the theater is one of the best ways children can invest their time.
Sure. I think so. And, I think the thing about theater is we have kids doing, playing so much on their Game Boys and telephones and everything. They're not getting up and interacting with other people.
Absolutely. And that's something that hopefully we can change at the theater. We've always done summer camps. We are, this year we're adding a spring break camp. So we've got all kinds of opportunity. We've got Winnie the Pooh coming up next. And then over spring break, we'll have a camp. The children will come Monday through Friday. They'll work on a particular show that whole week. Mm-hmm. And then we will actually perform it Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday.
Wow.
So it's basically just a small kids show that they cram everything into 1 week. Then we'll do two summer camps, same scenario, except there will be 2 weeks of camp, and then the third weekend will be a show.
Absolutely. So that's exciting.
It is.
It's exciting.
Our camps were very popular last year.
Now, how much do the camps cost?
The spring break camp will be $150 for the week, okay. And the summer camps are $275, and that is for two full weeks plus a weekend of shows. So that's
okay.
Not much more than daycare.
That's true.
And they learn a whole lot.
Sure.
They get a lot out of it.
Absolutely.
And all of the children in the camp are guaranteed a role in the play. And it's great experience for first-time children because they can come in, they can work through the process and get up on stage and get it all knocked out in a week.
How can't beat that now, can you?
No,
you
know, ma'am.
You can't. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking more about working with students at risk. We're going to talk about some of the other things going on at the theater. So I certainly hope you are going to stay right here with us on WCRS. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Hey, don't forget to register. Friday afternoon, we're giving away three $200 baskets. You better go online right now, WCRS, 1450am.net. Fill out that form and send it to Ree right now. She'll put it in the box, and hey, you'll be entered. Friday afternoon, you got to be listening because you got 15 minutes. If I call your name, you got 15 minutes to make sure you claim your prize. Hey, right now it is time for South Carolina News. We'll be right back.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass, talking to Stephen Gilbert, Executive Director. He's, shall we say, the business part of the of the theater. And I think a lot of times people don't realize how much cost in a theater production. I think you just get a script and you go ahead and you act it out and you throw a few sets up there and that's all there is to it. Why don't you explain to us, like for The Music Man, what type of cost are we looking at for this one?
Let's see. I wish I would have brought my budget with me, but
just
roughly we're looking at just the royalties alone to do this show was over $4,000.
Okay.
That is just what we pay to be able to perform the show.
Okay.
The costume rental, and this was not for the entire cast, this is just for the main characters, was over $3,000. The orchestra is going to be about $5,000. The contract labor, which includes the people running the sound, the director, the choreographer, we're looking at about $8,000 there. And then the set, I believe we've spent somewhere close to $1,500 on the set so far. So the costs are exorbitant. A lot of our musicals, we really are happy to break even. That's where we are with those.
And sure.
But we
and
do
musicals
them.
Musicals are popular.
That's why we do them, because musicals
right.
are popular. Shakespeare. There are no royalties for Shakespeare. It's very inexpensive to do a Shakespeare play.
It's really old, Stephen.
Right, right. But that's not what the majority of Greenwood wants.
So
that,
sure.
The majority of Greenwood enjoys the musicals. So we do the musicals, but we're not going to get away from the Shakespeare. We're still going to do those. We did a show, Twelfth Night, back in January.
Right.
And it went very well. But we still have our big musicals, and we're getting ready to announce our season for next year, and it's going to have some great musicals in there also.
So how do you pay for all this, Stephen? I mean, because if you've sold out the theater, $300 at $20, I mean, that's about $6,000. yes, Stephen,
I don't
you explain that to me?
I haven't figured out how I'm going to pay for it yet. That's I'll worry about that next month.
Next month?
We do it with sponsorships. We do it with Friends of the Theater, donations. We get a tremendous amount of support from the city of Greenwood. They've been great to us. Grants, South Carolina Arts Commission grants. We got a grant from the Greenwood County Community Foundation. And then we also have the children's shows and the summer camps, which are not quite as expensive, and so we can recoup some of our costs there. But it truly is a nonprofit. It truly, in every sense of the word.
I know that you have cast fees that everybody has to pay, and I know that you say you wouldn't turn away any child that wanted to be part of that. But how would you be able to justify that when you have these monumental expenses?
We have cast fees. We also have tuition, I guess you would call it, for the summer camps. We have people that make donations that say, I would like to sponsor a child that can't pay for summer camp.
Okay.
Or if we've made some money on a children's show, I'll turn around and reinvest that into scholarships. But I want this theater to be open for every child in this community, whether they can pay for it or not. And as I told you, I will never turn away a child because they cannot pay for it, ever.
So that is something to keep in mind. And if you have a child that would really, really, really like to perform, but you're scared because you know that there's costs associated with this, you know, I think you're willing to negotiate with somebody if they need some help.
Absolutely. I will do whatever it takes to make sure these children can get this experience.
Now, I know that you feel that at-risk children really can benefit from being part of the theater.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've had several that have come and done shows. I was talking to a mother a couple of days ago, and she was talking about her child had had some behavior issues in school and the grades had slipped. And they came and did Beauty and the Beast and then did the Christmas show. And she said since she has been doing plays, her behavior has been great at school and her grades have come up. It really gives children a lot of self-confidence. It shows them that they can be someone, that they don't have to just accept the normal or being average, that they can excel, that the world is open to them. And when they get up on stage and they're performing in front of 200 or 300 people, it really gives them that belief in themselves, and that's so important in children these days, for them to believe in themselves.
You know, we were even talking about the language and the disrespect that we are seeing a lot in our young people here today. And, you know, I said to you, I'm very concerned about what is going to happen with our language, with our common courtesies, or as I was talking to Miss South Carolina yesterday, the moral fiber that has always bound our people together. And I think the theater can be a binder there.
It absolutely can. And I want the theater to be a community leader in a lot of different aspects. And that's one. I want the theater to serve as a kind of a joining place.
Conduit.
Exactly. Where people can come together regardless of race, financial status, employment. Everyone is equal when they walk in those doors, and that's what I want. And when the children are there, I ask them to say yes sir, no sir. Ask them to listen. We really try to teach manners there, and I think if everyone can just do a little bit, we can really do a lot together. One person can make a big difference.
Absolutely. And it sounds like Stephen Gilbert is making a big difference in Uptown, making a big difference at Greenwood Community Theater. So why don't you stay right with us right here on WCRS. Hey, we are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. We come back, we're going to be talking about a few final issues as we go towards the top of the hour. So don't you go away. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. This is WCRS. 4:43 in the afternoon. Can you believe it? This day is almost done.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Coming up March, February 15th through March 3rd, Music Man. Coming up right after that, March 14th to the 24th, Winnie the Pooh. June 2013. Is that going to be during the Flower Festival?
It is.
Oliver.
Yeah. That's right.
Have you cast all those?
We have cast Winnie the Pooh, and let me make a correction on the dates. Winnie the Pooh will just run one weekend. It will be the 21st through the 24th.
Okay.
We have cast it. We have approximately 80 children in that cast. So
brave. Very brave.
It is a challenge, but it is going to be a very cute show. We've got some fantastic talent in that also. The girl that is playing the lead, this was her first audition at the theater, and she is playing Winnie the Pooh.
Wow.
So it's very rewarding to see children come in that have never done this before and get up there and find this inner talent that mm-hmm. they didn't realize they had.
Sure.
And the look on their face when they see the cast list and realize, oh, I got the lead, is priceless. That's
absolutely
so much fun.
Now, how did you get involved in the theater to begin with?
I guess about 7 years ago, my oldest son, Benjamin, we were looking through the Sunday paper, I believe, if I remember correctly, and we saw something about auditions for Wind in the Willows. And we thought, yeah, that'd probably be something good for him. I had no involvement at the theater, really didn't know anything about it. But we took him to auditions. He got a part in the play. And so with him in the play, then I volunteered a lot. I helped backstage with the kids and did all of that. And then the next play was The Nerd, and he got a role in that. He was the only child in there. I start helping with the sound and volunteering more. I eventually got put on the board of directors. And from there, I started volunteering in the box office, so I learned that end of the business. And then when real estate took a nosedive, then I was looking for another job. And I talked to Bess, and we talked about me coming and working in the box office some, so I did. And when she decided to pursue this job in North Greenville, then we worked out the transition plan for me to become executive director and her to maintain the artistic oversight. So I'd have to give credit to my son Benjamin for my involvement with the theater. But it's funny how that one little event changed the course of my life. And his, because he's now an eighth grader in the ACTS program, and my daughter's a sixth grader in the ACTS program.
And do you have your other two children? Are they involved in the theater?
Thomas is, actually all three of my children, correct.
Okay.
Thomas, his first play was two Christmases ago. He was one of the leads in A Christmas Story. And then Caroline has done several plays. She's actually doing Winnie the Pooh right now. So that's a big benefit of working at the theater is having my children involved up there. When I'm up there working shows or working late in the evening with rehearsals, I have my children there with me, and that means so much to me.
Shall we say that's priceless?
That is priceless.
That's priceless. That's pretty cool. Now, you know, one of the things that we were talking about earlier that I can see where this comes together is that, you know, your desire to be a teacher and preferably an elementary teacher, because you feel there's just not the role models there. I guess we'd have to say the same thing about the theater in a lot of aspects, wouldn't we?
Yes and no. There are definitely more women involved at the theater than men, but the men we have up there are of tremendous character and they're great role models. And I really try very hard to be a good role model to every one of those children up there. I try to be there when they get there for rehearsals. I try to be there when they leave. I try to make sure and touch base with the parents and make sure the parents know that each child is important to me. It's not just a number. They're not just a face.
Hey, you.
Exactly. I care about every child up there, and I want the parents to know that everyone at the theater cares about these children, and we're a big family, and that's what makes it so special.
Well, I know, most of the people that have gone on to become big stars, Keith Jameson, Nat Chandler, they all remember fondly their times at the theater.
Right.
So that's pretty neat. Now, are they going to expand on the backside a little bit for the, are they doing that?
That is my goal.
That is your goal?
We need more rehearsal space, we need more storage space, and we need more space to build sets. So my mid to long range plan, I guess you would say, would be to add on to the back between the storage building for the museum and where the Arts Center juts out. There's some room there that we could add on and really have what we need to really take this theater to the next level. It would give us, we could expand the orchestra pit so we could have more than 10 or 11 in an orchestra, which limits us on the types of shows we could do. We can use more of the stage because we'll have storage in that back building for the lumber. It would really help a lot. So, yes, that is something that I'm looking towards.
You're looking towards. Okay. Now, what about if somebody would like to get involved with the theater, or maybe they'd like to volunteer with a donation or be a sponsor?
Oh, we would love that. I would invite anyone that is considering that to stop by the theater one day and let me show you around. Let me show you what makes Greenwood Community Theater so special. It's just a fantastic place, and we're up there all the time. We'd love for you to stop by. Financial sponsorships obviously help us tremendously, but just as importantly are our volunteers. And we need ushers for every show. We have people building sets. We've had people in building Music Man set for the last 3 weeks. We had three ladies in there painting yesterday and today.
And it's very hard for the same people to do it every time.
It is.
You know,
it's very time-consuming.
Yeah, exactly.
But we've got some fantastic volunteers that are in there painting today. They come in and help with the kids. We could always use volunteers, so that would be a fantastic use of someone's time if they would like to come.
And as far as working as a volunteer, if you have some time now and maybe in a couple of months you wouldn't because you're going to travel, I mean, the flexibility issue?
Oh, absolutely. They could come in and usher for Music Man and or sell concessions, and we can find something that could fit someone if they just have 30 minutes, or if they say, hey, I've got a month to spend, we can find a project. There are always things that need to be done.
Now, don't you also have a Facebook page?
We do. Greenwood Community Theater. And we have about almost 1,500 people on there.
So that's
how we put out a lot of our information.
So if you would like to know more about Greenwood Community Theater, you can do that. You also have a website too, don't you, Stephen?
We do, greenwoodcommunitytheater.com.
Okay, so there's a lot of ways to find out. I think the biggest thing that I'm hearing out of this is the theater, it's changing to be a more open place for all people to be part of it.
It is, and we've got such great momentum right now. The theater is really poised to do great things. It really is, not just within those walls, but outside of those walls and in the whole community.
Absolutely.
We really are poised to do great things.
All right. So if you'd like to get involved with the theater, maybe you'd been there and you decided not to be involved and now you'd like to be involved, hey, why don't you give them a call down there or just go by. You're open what hours now?
10 to 5, Tuesday through Friday.
Okay.
And if the next opportunity, we've got a ladies' luncheon coming up February 12th. It's next Tuesday at the Country Club. There will be entertainment provided by the cast of the Music Man. So if you're interested in that, you can call the theater, and I'll be happy to give you more information on that.
Absolutely. So, well, that sounds good. I bet it's going to be good if it's out at the Country Club.
Absolutely. They do a great job.
All right. So there's a ladies' luncheon going on next Tuesday. They've got the Music Man starting February 15th through March 3rd. After that, Winnie the Pooh, March 21st through the 24th. That is a children's production. And then for the Flower Festival, it is going to be Oliver. That's going to be a lot of kids in that one, isn't there?
There will.
There
will. And auditions for that will be April 27th. So
it's not too far away.
I look forward to having you out there, Ann.
Okay. All right. I'll come out and check it out for you. Now, anything else that we should talk about here today? We've talked about a lot of things, Stephen. I know that I can see your passion. It's going to be an experience for you, but it looks like you might be right where you need to be.
I firmly believe that. I believe I'm right where I'm supposed to be right now.
So that's pretty terrific, and it is always good to be able to have a combination. Bess Parks, most talented far as her ability
she
to direct.
She is amazing.
Yes. So make sure that if you'd like to go out and see another great performance, you can see it. The Music Man, February 15th to March 3rd. Tickets are $20 for adults, $18 for seniors, and how much for kids?
$15 for students and $10 for children.
Hey, you can't beat that. Take them out. Get them some culture here, right?
That's right. And ironically, Music Man was on TV this past weekend. They showed it. So I've had a lot of people that said, oh, we saw it on TV. Now we want to come see the movie. So the timing worked out great with that.
And did you contact the TV station to get them to do that?
I wish I could say I had a hand in that, but I didn't.
One of the things that you are going to be able to do that people should know, you actually are going to be able to do DVDs of this. You were able to buy the rights to do the DVD.
For Winnie the Pooh, correct.
Oh, excuse me, for Winnie the Pooh.
For Winnie the Pooh.
Right.
This is the first time we've done this. They're starting to offer video rights that you can purchase. And so this will be the first show that we have bought the video rights for. So all of the cast members in Winnie the Pooh will get a DVD of that show. So the parents will have something to always remember it by. I wish we would have had that when my children were doing this, some of the stuff when they were younger.
Sure.
But it's just available for a few of the children's shows, but Winnie the Pooh is one of them.
I think that's terrific. Well, you know what? It certainly is good to sit down and talk to you here today to be able to talk about the theater. I think this is exciting. The plans are great. And just for the record, I happen to know there's more plans, but that'll have to come another time, folks, just to keep you interested right here on WCRS. So you make sure you check out Stephen Gilbert down there at Greenwood Community Theater. He has passion. He wants the kids involved. He wants the at-risk kids involved, too. This isn't just for one segment of society. It's for all kids. Absolutely. All right. We are here. We are almost out of time. Stephen, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a great experience, and I just love getting the message out about the theater.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be posting a video on YouTube of this, and there'll be a podcast on our website. So make sure that we'll send you the links, and then you can send it out to everybody
That's
so they
right.
can know. All
That's right?
right. All right. Well, we are here. We are out of time, but let's just do a real quick check on the price of gold. And don't forget to sign up for the giveaway. That's right. The giveaway is Friday afternoon. What do you got to do? You just got to go to WCRS1450AM.net. Click on that link. Sign up. You could win one of three. I said three. $200 baskets. That's right. Our sponsors have done a great job of pulling this all together. From, who have we got? Roses, Wicker, and Floral to Sharp Facets to Frank's Car Wash to the Pantry. I know I've got more. Capri's, and it goes on and on. Check it out on our website, WCRS1450AM.net. Hey, Stephen, thanks for coming out today.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Bye-bye, everybody.